lot in the community are saying, this is quick, and we as Joe Public is not ready to say, well, just between option A and B, or are we really ready as a community to accept those two options yet? Which tells me we need to sharpen our pencil and go back and flesh these out. So some of your comments about, well, due diligence of continuing to explore, I think there's two routes to go with that. Number one is allowing the idea of the return on investment for the community to think that through. In a short period of time when these ideas come out, the first typical reaction is you look at the cost. Understanding the value of that cost takes a little bit more time. And so to your point, when the video came out to that, yes, there might be a factor if some of that didn't get worked into the survey. But what we're also hearing is that I think the community is also asking, if these are the two options that we have to choose from, I would think they may be also asking why. And what are the options that we aren't choosing? The steering committee is bringing forth to the board, and then the board would bring forth to the community. Which means there's some, you have to do your due diligence and chase down some of those options that may not make the most sense to show why they don't make the most sense, to prove why some of those options are. The steering committee has had a lot of time, some months here, to chew on this, and I think they've done some good work, but supporting that work means also maybe running to ground some of those options that may be second choices. Some of them may be a phased approach. You know, we could bring down the cost, and that may bring in some support, but then I think the community would have to understand some of the trade-offs of that, and that is some of the operational savings that might be deferred if you did a phased approach. Another way we would continue, if you wanted to continue exploring these options, would be to go back and look at some of our space standards, and we went on some standard guidelines for space programs for, you know, schools with enrollments of this size, what we're trying to do. We could sharpen our pencils, sit down with the principals and the admin, and go through and maybe start looking at, well, if we compromise and look at how to share more spaces, maybe we can cut some of the square footages down, and it may not be that detrimental to the overall program that we're trying to do. That might be something that gets your community interested too. So there's levers we can pull if we want to continue studying this, and I think, to your point, that's just part of the due diligence process. And then coming back to the community and saying, based on the information we heard, this is why we looked at more options.